أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to us the incident of the two men, the one who was a believer and the other one who was a disbeliever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the conversation that had taken place between the two of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the beautiful gardens and orchards that the disbeliever had owned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the advice that the believer had given him with regards to his worldly achievements and all the favors that he had enjoyed in this world and how he should behave when he came to his worldly accomplishments. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after relating to us this incident, wherein we learn the reality of the worldly things, that they are perishable. Everything in this world is bound to perish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cited that example for us to make us realize this reality, that things in this world, we can easily lose the things of this world. We might have it one day, and the next day it may be perished and destroyed, and we no longer have it. That's the reality of the things in this world. And the same with relationships. You might have a relationship with somebody, the next day that person might no longer be with you in this world. That is the reality of this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Give them the example of the worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites a parable for us, a simple example, something we all witness, but perhaps something we do not reflect over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take the worldly life and compare it to this scenario or to this image. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is the example of the worldly life? Allah says, kama'in, like water, like rainwater. Kama'in anzallahu min as-sama, we send down the rainwater from the skies. فَاخْتَلَقَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ, then the vegetation and the plantation and all what the earth has to produce, it mingles with the water. Right, so you find the water coming, the water descends onto the vegetation of the earth. The earth, mashallah, what happens next? You look at the vegetation and you look at the plantation, you look at the crops, and it looks so beautiful and it's so green and it's so lush. When you look at it, at that point, you'll imagine it to remain like that forever until winter sets in. Then you know what happens. The very same lush and beautiful and strong and vibrant, energetic plantation that you saw in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا. It then becomes hashim. After it reaches its peak in its strength and its beauty and its adornment and its lushness, Allah says there's only one way to go from there, and that is downwards. فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا. Allah says it becomes hashim. Hashim is a dry chaff. You know, the withered, dried leaves and husks that we see after cultivation or after the winter season sets in and ravishes that plantation and the crops. Allah says it becomes so weak and so withered, the dhruhur riyah, that the winds scatter it all about and all over the place. Allah says that's the reality of the worldly life. In your worldly life, you see the dunya. At some point in your life, it's all there, it's lush, it's green, it's beautiful, you have it all, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after that, there's only one way all of that will move, and one way to proceed, and that's downwards. The same thing with a human being, an insan. You reach a point in your life where you have all the strength, all the energy, and you are youthful and energetic, and then after that, a person just withers down, and a person eventually perishes and becomes weak and frail. Allah says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the reality of the worldly life. Just like how that lushness and the greenery cannot remain forever in the plantation and the crops, similarly, this is applicable to the life of the dunya. It's not going to remain. like that forever. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah has full power over everything. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Allah speaks of the reality of wealth and children in this world. Allah says المال والبنون, the wealth that you have and the children that you have are an embellishment, an adornment of the worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to you as an embellishment, as an adornment. It's not going to last forever. It's just there to adorn your life so that you use it to beautify your life. Children, Allah ta'ala gives you children. It really just lights up your life, brings joy into your home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is what wealth and children does. They are not there to remain forever. Understand the reality. So when you lose them, don't become so depressed and overwhelmingly sad to the extent where you now give up on life, or you forget the objective and the purpose of life. Allah subhanahu says the wealth and the children that you are given, azina, an embellishment, an adornment of the worldly life. وَالْبَاقِيَاتَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. But Allah says the everlasting virtues are better, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, are better are better before your Rabb as far as the rewards are concerned and as far as what should be hoped for. So Allah speaks of the adornments and the beautiful things of the dunya. Then Allah speaks of al-baqiyatu salihat. This is what you should be concentrating on, Allah is saying. Because al-baqiyatu salihat, which we translate literally as everlasting virtue, Allah says these are better. These are khayrun inda rabbik. They are the ones, and these are the things that you should be working for and striving for. Why? They are better before your Rabb, as far as the reward is concerned, as far as the returns are concerned, and as far as what you should be hoping for in Akhirah is concerned. Now what is al-baqiyat al-salihat? In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, accumulate al-baqiyat al-salihat. Accumulate, gather, collect a whole lot of everlasting virtues. And Sahaba asked him, what is al-baqiyat al-salihat? He says, to recite, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. From this we understand the power of these words of glorification. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, accumulate a lot of that, because that falls within al-baqiyat al-salihat, which you will see in Akhirah. It remains. Baqiyat means something that remains, baqi, that remains and stays and is everlasting. It's not only temporary, it does not only confine to this dunya. According to other ahadith, we learn that al-baqiyat al-salihat refers to the 5 daily prayers. When Allah says al-baqiyat al-salihat is better than the wealth, better than children, better than all the embellishments and adornments of this world, and that is everlasting, it refers to the 5 daily prayers. According to others, al-baqiyat al-salihat is not confined to any specific act of virtue or righteousness. It refers to all acts of righteousness and virtue. So that is something that we should be accumulating all the time. Every opportunity you have to perform an act of righteousness, to perform an act of piety, you should grab that opportunity. Why? Because that is a long-term investment. The result and the returns of which you will most certainly see in Al-Akhirah. Another hadith, and this hadith is reported by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, al-baqiyat al-salihat, the everlasting baqiyat. The baqiyat is a feminine word. It's baqiyat, right? It's feminine word. So it's referring to something feminine that Allah is describing as virtuous and righteous. According to one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, al-baqiyat al-salihat refers to your righteous daughters that you have reared in this dunya. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I saw in a vision a man was doomed to hellfire, and he was being dragged along to hellfire, but he had some daughters in this world whom he had cared for, and whom he had reared, and whose nurturing and upbringing he had given much attention to. And this also said, I saw in the vision those young girls grabbing onto him and pleading before Allah, that, oh Allah, this man was kind to us in this dunya, please spare him and save him from the fire of Jahannam, and because of their intercession, he was saved. So in one hadith, reported by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, al-baqiyat al-salihat refers to the young daughters and the girls that you have brought up in this dunya, because it's a real challenge, especially in the age in which we live, to bring up a young daughter in the world and environment in which we are living. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that bringing them up ensuring the upbringing and the nurturing, and ensuring that they live a life of righteousness and piety, that is your long-term investment for Akhirah. They will be a shield between you and the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.